This time, about a year ago, not many Americans had heard of singer-songwriter Crystal Barosox. The Ohio native had performed since she was 10, first at local clubs in Toledo and later busking in train stations in Chicago. But still, she was one of millions of aspiring musicians. Then came her audition for the 9th season of American Idol and her rendition of the song that Janis Joplin made a classic, Piece of My Heart.
Tell another little piece of my heart now, baby. Yeah, break another little piece of my heart now, oh.
Crystal Barosox, she of the golden Rasta hair, wowed the judges, won a ticket to Hollywood, and almost won the whole thing. She came in second to Lee DeWise, but second place on American Idol is pretty darn good. Crystal Barosox has now released her debut album, Farmer's Daughter, with a number of songs that she wrote, including this one, Riding with the Radio.
Whatever happened.
And Crystal Barosox joins us from the NPR studios in New York. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. You are just so busy now. As I said, second place on American Idol is a catapult, you know.
Most definitely.
What has it felt like?
Yeah, just take everything in stride and go day by day. And I don't know. I try not to think about it too deeply because it's overwhelming.
Well, and especially since, do I understand that you actually discovered you had diabetes in the middle of it?
No. Actually, I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes when I was 6. During the show, actually, you know, the stress and everything was go, and got swept up a little bit and didn't pay enough attention to my health and ended up hospitalized. And the executive producer of the show, Ken Warwick, actually had come to the hospital, and I thought he was coming to visit and say, you know, how are you doing? And he cleared the room out and then said, you know, darling, you're off the show. I laughed for a few minutes and then threw a little hissy fit and demanded to be in front of the Fox execs and plead my case. And I managed to talk them into letting me stay.
What were you feeling? Were you feeling like, hey, it's just diabetes. It's not, you know, what, a disability? It's not...
That was definitely a wake-up call for me. Type 1 diabetes is... It shouldn't be a disabling thing. It shouldn't be something that keeps you from doing anything that you want to do in life.
This was not for you about, you know, having some face time on TV. This is about grabbing that gold ring and, you know, getting a career and a living out of this.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, for me, American Idol was something that never really crossed my mind as something I would do. But when I had my son in 2009, it was definitely the urgent. It was a sense of urgency. My son needed stability and I didn't have much, And I decided to take a chance for him, and thankfully things worked out.
Well, they certainly did. And now you have a debut CD. You wrote a song, Holy Toledo, and performed it on last season's American Idol. I think it was when they do the whole homecoming thing. And
There's the hometown segment, and I guess it's an Idol first. No contestants ever had any original music on the show.
You know, Crystal, it's, you know, sort of become a cliche now. The American Idol contestants, they go back to their hometowns. But it's very real. And what was that like for you?
I can't even find words really to describe what it was, and especially what it meant to Toledo. A lot of the car companies have, you know, packed up and left, and jobs are few and far between. And, you know, everyone rallied around this thing that, you know, it gave everyone something to believe in, and I feel so blessed to have been that thing for Toledo.
Well, in addition to writing songs like Holy Toledo, you do covers. We mentioned you covered Janis Joplin, Piece of My Heart, which seemed a perfect fit for you on American Idol, and on the new CD, Farmer's Daughter, you do the 60s classic Buffalo Springfield's For What It's Worth.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware.
Crystal, this song was an anthem on college campuses where kids were protesting the Vietnam War. And what are you hearing and thinking and feeling when you sing the song?
I feel like in my generation, there's this sense of apathy. There's this, you know, kind of waiting for someone else to come along and make a change. And, you know, I wanted this song on the album for that reason. There's the line in there that says, young people are speaking their minds in the original version. And in my version, it's a very angrily stated, young people should be speaking their minds. That was the only line that I changed in the song.
Then there's the title song, Farmer's Daughter.
Farmer's Daughter, the song, I mean, the album is, that's the title track because Farmer's Daughter for me is, the phrase is who I am. I lived in Chicago since 2004, so I'm a city girl too, but this whole album is really just, you know, who I am and where I come from and the process of getting there. And the song Farmer's Daughter is really about my mother and mine's relationship when I was young. It was always rocky, and she looked to certain vices to deal with her frustrations. My parents divorced when I was two, so she had a hard time.
And you'd come home with bourbon breath, Jack in the air. And when you broke my bones, I told the school I fell down the stairs. Mm-hmm. All I ever wanted was you to be there for me.
Now that I'm older, our relationship is definitely better, and she's a much better grandmother than she was a mom back then.
Wow, you're being pretty frank and candid about your mom, which is probably healthy.
Yeah, the song was healing for me. I wrote this song. It's an angry song, yes. You know, my mom doesn't particularly like it, but, you know, now that those emotions are out of me, I wrote this song, and I no longer carry it with me.
Well, and then finally, you asked us to play the last cut on the CD, Arlene.
Arlene, she said I'm carrying.
Crystal Bowersox, do you know Arlene?
Yes, Arlene Starr. Arlene was the tour bus driver on the American Idols tour after the show. She was this tiny little thing, tough as nails. We spent many nights in the front cab of the bus. I couldn't sleep. And we'd just talk about life and love and just, you know, relationships with people and everything. And she really, really inspired me. She's a strong, independent woman and kind of one of my personal heroes.
What a nice gift.
Yeah.
So, Crystal, you didn't win.
I feel like I did. I really did. Maybe not in American Idol's eyes, but I feel like I've won.
That's Crystal Bowersox. We're going to go out with your On the Run. The new CD is A Farmer's Daughter. Crystal, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thanks for talking to me. I've heard your voice so many times on the radio, and now you're in my ears here.
Back at ya.